This is KERA News. I'm Star Chavez. The Texas Education Agency has released report cards for school districts and campuses across the state. It's a new system, and it's based on letter grades, A through F. But many districts aren't happy about it. Under the new system, every campus and district gets rated from A through F in several different areas. They include student test scores, how much progress students are making on tests, closing achievement gaps, as well as college and career readiness. David Harris is DeSoto ISD superintendent. He calls the new grading system flawed.
It's basically a really complex set of rules and calculation that combine a lot of different variables that's very hard to calculate and very hard to replicate, so that we can really figure out what do we need to do in order to improve in this new A through F rating system.
Under the current pass-fail system, Harris points out all of his district schools, except for one, received the MET standard rating. In the new system, DeSoto ISD received C's, D's, and F's in several areas. Harris says that's confusing.
This is a direct attack on public education to try to really discredit a lot of the great things that are going on in some districts. And because many of our districts look so different, districts that have a high population of low-income or economically disadvantaged students, that you're going to see a difference between those communities and communities that have a very small number of economically disadvantaged students.
The grades released this month are preliminary. The Texas Education Agency calls them what-if grades. They wanted to give people a sense of how schools would fare under the new system. It goes into effect in August 2018. Some districts are already fighting back. School boards are passing resolutions opposed to the new grading system. DeSoto is among the more than 150 school districts across the state to pass resolutions. The Texas legislature adopted the new letter grade approach during the 2015 session. State Senator Larry Taylor authored the bill. The Friendswood Republican says an A through F grading is not a new idea. Other states are doing it. He says the new system is needed to make schools more accountable, and he says too many students are leaving Texas schools unprepared for college and having to take remedial courses.
If I've got a school that has a comparable school in another part of the state, same demographics, is doing well, and my school is getting a C, if I'm a citizen in that district, I want to know why my school is not doing better. But I don't know it in the current rating system. It's just out there, you know, you're recognized, you're acceptable. Acceptable? What does that mean?
Mesquite Superintendent David Runlin says the new ratings won't create clarity. Instead, it could create a stigma for certain communities. Parents won't want to enroll their kids in a district with low letter grades.
This creates labels that are hard to run from. When you create labels around schools, you profile the entire community regardless of that label. I don't believe that's an appropriate assumption.
Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath says the new A through F system is a work in progress. He says the model is likely to change before it goes into effect next year. Stella Chavez, KERA News.